This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. This is Rutherford Issues, hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee. From Murfreesboro to Smyrna, Eagleville to Laverne, Leanna to Barfield, and everywhere in between. If it matters to you, you'll hear about it in the next hour here on Rutherford Issues. Now your host, Brian Barrett.
Right now that time, 10:13, I'm actually Scott Walker sitting in for Brian this week. Brian is enjoying some time off, so that's why you got me. Time right now, 10:13, temperature outside 80 degrees. Our guest today on Rutherford Issues, Ann Jordan with Community Helpers. Ann, how are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, good to see you. First of all, tell us, what is Community Helpers?
Community Helpers is a partner with United Way. We provide emergency assistance for shelter, warmth, and health to residents of Rutherford County, which means we help financially with rent, with utilities, and we also have a grant from Christy Houston Foundation for medications.
Now, this is such a cool idea because a lot of other communities don't have anything like this. Now, some of the larger cities, I know they may, but a lot of the outlying areas, they don't have something like this.
No, I believe we're the only one in Rutherford or Cannon County that assists financially. Mid-Cumberland does, but their funds are limited more than ours are.
So. Now, kind of walk us through this. Let's say somebody gets kicked out of an apartment. Let's say somebody, they have some kind of a situation arise, they can't afford to pay rent, they're out on the street, they have two kids, they come to you asking for help. What's the first thing you're going to ask?
Okay, first we ask about income to see that they qualify. Secondly, we have to know exactly what the circumstances are. We pay $150 toward rent, which means if someone is leaving an apartment, okay, and they're moving in somewhere else, we'll pay $150 of that rent. They have to prove to us that they pay the rest of the rent. The other side of that is if they're moving and they have not had utilities in their name before, we can provide a deposit for them to get their utilities put on.
Now, you have a lot of people here in Rutherford County who do live in hotels, area hotels. Do you cover costs for that if they're unable to pay that next week?
No, we do not pay any hotel bills. That is one of our requirements. We cannot.
So we're talking apartments that people already had, and maybe they just need $150 extra dollars in order to make ends meet that month.
Yes, or anyone that's a homeowner that is going through, let's say they lost their job, they're on disability. Certain circumstances, homeowners also will help. Anyone that needs the rent.
Again, Ann Jordan with us with Community Helpers here in Rutherford County. How often do situations like that arise where somebody cannot afford to pay the rent or to pay the mortgage?
We have, I would say, about 30% of the people that come to us need help with their rent or a mortgage. In fact, I had two this morning. So, yes.
Have those numbers leveled off since, let's say, 2007 when the big crisis, the financial crisis, hit America?
They've leveled off a little, but for the people that we're serving, these are mainly people that have lost their income, disabled. So they're in an income, fixed income, I should say.
I bet you hear some sad stories each and every day. I bet that can be kind of tough because you got to go home with those stories.
We have had several. We've had a gal that her son passed away, and she came in and didn't know where to turn. She'd had all the funeral expenses, so we helped her with her utilities. And utility bills now, with the costs rising, we have a lot of people in to help with utility bills. So
obviously, you can't help everybody who comes in, but I'm sure those folks who maybe you can't help, who do have a story of sadness, you're able to kind of point them in the right direction.
Yes, we can also have them call Mid-Cumberland. The some of our utility companies, such as Middle Tennessee Electric, Consolidated Utilities, they give us funding per month that we can help with those customers also.
Are covering utility bills, is that the biggest expense that you see come through your doors?
Yes, it is the utility bills. And this last winter, with it being so cold, we were inundated with utility bills.
A lot of the apartments that a lot of the folks here in Rutherford County live in who are of lower income, they're not the best insulated. I've been in a lot of them, and they're not real insulated. So therefore, their energy costs, their energy bills, utility bills are going to be higher.
Yes, they are.
Than some of the newer ones.
Yes, exactly. Because they're not insulated properly. They're older buildings. It's just, and we've had utility bills that were like $400 a month.
For a two-bedroom?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Yeah. That can be tough to deal with.
Yes, and we have to kind of see where we can help. Sometimes we can't help with the whole thing, but we can call the utility company to assist and see what we can do to keep their lights on.
Again, our guest today, Ann Jordan with Community Helpers, and I guess right now we might as well take a break and then come back and talk more about some of the success stories that you have seen over the years. Right now, that time again, 10:21. Stay with us. More news around the corner.
Have you got plans for lunch or dinner yet? Try the Burger Bar, brand new here in the borough. They're on Old Fort Parkway inside the Doubletree Hotel. Their beef is locally sourced from rancher-owned farms, and it's USDA certified. They have beef, turkey burgers, chicken, or portobello mushroom burgers, all at the Burger Bar on Old Fort Parkway inside the Doubletree. You can fix and customize your burger any way you want it. Stop by the Burger Bar today inside the Doubletree Hotel on Old Fort Parkway. It's now open.
Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete, 223-9500. The best quality cement and stone products for your driveway, patio, or any concrete project. We'll get it to your job on time. Your successful concrete project starts with Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete.
There's no excuse for the mess in Washington. I'm Jim Tracy, and I'm running for Congress in the Republican primary. Early voting begins July the 18th. Visit tracyfortn.com for hours and locations for early voting in your county. That's tracyfortn.com and vote starting July the 18th.
Paid for by Jim Tracy for Congress, Shane Reeves, Treasurer.
I'm Jim Tracy and I approve this message. Let's get new people in and get our country back on track.
The Outpost Armory is not just another gun store. Our staff has hands-on knowledge and experience with firearms, self-defense training, hunting, and competitive shooting. We cater to the new gun owner and the expert looking for that hard-to-find product. We carry items that the big chain stores don't and have bulk ammunition for the high-volume shooter. We defend the Second Amendment and help responsible citizens protect their families, rights, and liberties. Visit us in person or online at theoutpostarmory.com. The Outpost Armory, I-24 East at Exit 89 in Murfreesboro.
Shop directly from your farmer at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. Open each Tuesday and Friday from 7 a.m. until noon at the Lane Agri Park on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Our token program is back. You can once again use your EBT, debit, or credit card to shop for locally grown foods at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. Tokens do not expire and are accepted by all vendors. It's never been so easy to support local farms.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays at the Lane Agri Park, down from Sam's.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
Well, right now the time's 10:23. Of course, I'm Scott Walker sitting in for Brian this week. Brian is enjoying some time off. Temperature outside 80 degrees, not quite raining just yet. But yes, it does look like rain is just around the corner. Our guest today, Ann Jordan from Community Helpers, and you were going to tell us some success stories of people who have used your services in the past to help pay for that utility bill, maybe help pay rent, and they've had a hard time in the past. But right now they've gotten off the ground. They're doing much better today. And you were saying that a family came in to tell you how they're doing so much better now.
Yes. We helped a family with their utilities, and they sent us a lovely thank you card that they are so appreciative, and the gentleman now has a job, and they're doing just fine. One other story is a young lady. She had a son who was 12. She was in a domestic violence situation. We helped her get her deposit for her electric so she could be in housing. And she also needed help with her son's medication. He needed the medication in order to attend school. So we provided the medication, and we also provided her with housing. So it's a good story.
That's awesome. I didn't even think about the cost of medication these days. It's so high.
Yes. And we help someone that has no insurance or someone that has some insurance but yet needs help with the medication because, like you say, some of them are so high at this point. So we do that. And you can just come in and sign in for that.
And we didn't give your address, but it's 1020 North Highland Avenue,
correct.
Suite D. Mm-hmm. Where is that? If somebody calls you, how would you describe your location? What are you across from or next to? Maybe?
Okay, we're across from the medical building. We're also in the building with St. Louis Clinic and Dispensary of Hope. We have huge signage out in front. There is a drugstore next door to us. So if you come in from Clark and Highland, you'll see us. If you're coming from downtown, if you just keep going down Highland from Bell, you'll run right into us.
So that's
very
over there.
A good location.
Okay, so that's near the old Murfreesboro Medical Clinic?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Again, Ann Jordan with us today from Community Helpers. And you were telling us off the air that in order to qualify for help with utility bills, cost of medicine, paying the rent, you got to be a Rutherford County resident.
Yes, you have to be a Rutherford County resident for at least 6 months. That's so we can provide help to our residents, not someone from another state or whatever coming in.
How do you go about proving that?
Well, mostly people are their driver's license, their lease. We do ask that they have a lease so we can see that they're there for the 6 months. That's mainly how we do it.
And whenever you do, let's say, help with a Murfreesboro Electric bill, do you make the check out to Murfreesboro Electric or to the individual?
No. We give the individual a voucher, which they take to the utility company. Our checks go out once a week, and they're directly to Murfreesboro Electric, Consolidated, Middle Tennessee Electric. They're paid directly to the company.
And you were telling me earlier that you guys actually will work with the electric department. You'll call them if needed. Is that right?
Yes. We will call if there is an extremely high bill or the people are not sure of their balance. We'll call and find out what they exactly need. If their lights are shut off, or they're going to be, so we can provide the assistance for them to be left on.
You know, this makes a huge help in the community because you have a lot of moms out there who are single parents raising their children.
Yes.
They may not know anybody in Rutherford County.
Right.
So you're kind of in their corner, helping them out, walking them through the next step they need to do to get those lights turned back on.
Certainly. Yes. Our requirements are a lease showing that they live there. The bill has to be in their name. Cannot be in the landlord's name, or it has to be in the person's name. But please, we're out there to help people. We have a lot of single mothers with children, and we certainly don't want them to be homeless or without heat or water. So please contact us.
Is it hard to go home some days whenever you hear some of the sad stories that you have heard?
Yes, some of them are very hard, but you have to realize you're there to help them. And when I leave during the day, I feel like I've done my best. Maybe there's one I could not help, but we don't get too many that we can't help because most of the people that we see are low income. So they desperately need the help. And with children or a sick child, we're there.
Is it rewarding to go into work every day?
Yes, it is. And you always hear some good stories, some funny stories. And the people are so full of gratitude when they leave that they're just, oh, I can't thank you enough. And it makes you feel good at the end of the day.
How long has Community Helpers been around?
We've been around since 1981 and started out with a funding from Charity Circle. And we take donations from individuals, from churches, anyone that cares to donate to us. We are funded mainly by United Way.
So back in 1981, whose idea was it to actually start this?
Well, it was a group of ladies that were with Charity Circle. Dr. Ridley was one. I'm trying to remember the other names. I can't right now.
That's like 34 years ago.
Yes.
Or so.
Yeah.
Long time ago,
yes.
It's awesome that it has been around as Rutherford County has grown so much.
Yes, and the growth has been phenomenal the last 3 years. It's just really taken off.
If somebody wants to get more involved with Community Helpers, is there a position or can they volunteer for anything if they don't have the finances to actually give you money to help others out?
Yes, we do have volunteers occasionally. I won't say every day because it's a difficult position to have a volunteer daily, but we do have a list for volunteers to come in and help when someone's on vacation or we need extra help.
Again, we've been talking with Ann Jordan with Community Helpers. The phone number there, 898-0617. Again, that's 898-0617, and they're on North Highland Avenue. And you guys are open by appointment Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Is that right?
Right. From 8:30 to 4:30.
Okay, so those 3 days are the days you're open, so
yes.
People need to call ahead of time?
Yes, we do take appointments. However, we will take walk-ins if someone just has to have something happen right now.
Sounds good. Again, our guest, Ann Jordan. Ann, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Right now, that time is 10:31. We'll take a look at the weather forecast here in just a second.